All right, take the colour thing.
Okay.
Take the colour thing.
Okay.
How can I put? How can I say? In this shop.
Just to say, George, you've got a bubblegum machine in your front door at the moment, and from your neighbour's shop.
Yes.
You're just putting it there for a minute, I think.
Yeah. Just walking it over, actually.
This is a common thing, but yeah. You know, we could let things like that annoy us, but
yeah.
Anyway, back to the question. I myself have got this is not a typical, what would you call a typical black man shop, because I don't want it to look like a black man shop.
What might a typical black man shop look like?
Well, yeah, right.
Steady stuff here, George.
Yeah. All right. This is the from my perspective. You'll have, for our example.
Hanging out.
Yeah. You got, whether it's a barber shop.
Community, that kind of just hanging out.
Just hanging out. For example, if this was a barber shop, a West Indian barber shop, black barber shop.
Yes.
It's not so encouraging. It's not encouraging other people to come in. Whereas, if it's not paraded as, you know, predominantly one, then it encourages other people to want to investigate and use the facilities perhaps. Because now, if I'm saying that, if I use the terminology,
some people will find it intimidating, won't they? Like food shops.
Yeah. Well, I did use the term like a typical black man shop. If I had a crowd of my brethren's outside and I'm trying to service the community, there's only certain types of people are going to walk into this shop because of the crowd that's hanging, you know. So, you know, we've got to, as a people, we got to learn to conform more and react, you know.
I guess some of us are only just putting our bags down from the journey, and maybe these social pockets that we get, you know. I think it can be beautiful as well. It can be beautiful as well when you see it, although it can be, for some it can be intimidating. I've seen it in food stores, soul food shops or whatever, where there's this thing. And in me, in my kind of industrious mind that I have, it's like, well, look, fix up, man, fix up, you know, because you're missing out. You know, other folk want to buy your stuff, and I think, does it matter to you? Maybe it doesn't matter to you that other folk want to buy your stuff. Maybe you're just happy to serve your own folk, i.e., you know, black people.
Maybe the thought hadn't been addressed.
Well, could you say that?
But I shouldn't really have to say that.
I would say the same.
You know, I shouldn't have to say it, because, look, I've got English friends here.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for those guys, I wouldn't be on the map.
Right.
When I say I wouldn't be on the map, to the extent that I am,
yeah.
I wouldn't be in Time Out. I wouldn't
have got in South
London Press. You guys probably wouldn't have seen that job there, you know, because it was my English friends that come in. They're clients. They've become friends. Paolo here is, you know, he's written things that would cost people money.
Yes.
He's written,
yes.
You know, because he's a friend now,
yes.
You know. And these are sort of things. So, you know, I've got to just say this. There are black businesses out there that one wouldn't know that they were black businesses, because they're not run with that stereotypical, you know, look, you know.
And publicity and what have you.
You know,
I'm very interested in that whole arena, because I've got lots of things cooking myself to address things like that, typically for myself and for other business.
Yeah.
You know, a whole new wave of media,
so,
that kind of
that
builds things
up
a little. My name's Terry.
Terry, you and I, we're going, well, this is my assumption, we're going along, and we like not to really bring the colour thing into our equation. You know, you sort of speak to people on that level, you know. For example, I was coming across the car park where I leave my car, and there was a traffic incident. So there was a West Indian man and English, I'm surmising it was an English person, and English woman biker behind, push biker behind, and words were exchanged, and the English guy blurted out the typical
kind of lyrics.
yeah. So the English woman that was on the bicycle shouted out, "You're a nasty piece of work," you know, to the fellow who, you know. And I said, "Look at that. Mm-hmm. There's people that are ignorant, still ignorant. There's people that are trying to support the correctness,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes.
But the guy who the abuse was fired at didn't retaliate. Just carried on.
No.
You know. So why? Because what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point of him retaliating?
Yeah.
Because he could have got out, and who would be in trouble?
Yeah.
Not the person who flung the abuse, but
yeah, him. Exactly.
So, but you know. So I've come along into the shop, and I thought, you know, I could have quite easily have bounced off of and said something myself, yeah, you know. But I thought, well, why? Because you're bringing yourself down to that level.
Yeah.
So, you know,